Okay, today's Daf Mem. We're on Daf Mem, four lines to the bottom by the Itmar. So the Gemara is going to bring now Machlokas Amorayim regarding the issue of washing with hot water that was warmed up on Erev Shabbos. So there's no issue with the hot water itself because everything was done Erev Shabbos and somehow it managed to maintain its warmth during Shabbos. Now you want to use it to wash on Shabbos. So Itmar, Chamin Shehu Chamu Me'erev Shabbos. So you have this hot water that was warmed up on Erev Shabbos. So Rav Amar, Rav says, Lemachar, the next day, meaning on Shabbos, Rochitz Behen Gol Kufo. You can wash your entire body, but Aver Aver. You can wash every single part of your body, just limb by limb. You may not, Itmar, fourth line on, you may not wash your entire body, you can't do the entire body, because you have to do a little bit of a shinoi, so it doesn't look like Derech Yichitz V'chol, that's what I saw in some of the Rishonim. But Shmuel Amar, Lo hitiru lirchotz ela panov yodov viraglov. No, even in that case, you were only permitted to use the hot water that was warmed up on Erev Shabbos to wash on Shabbos to wash your face, your hands, and your feet. Major machlokas, we showed him what it means: hands, face, or feet. The Meiri brings down that it means, but any other aver you may not wash. Pashas in the lashon of the Gemara is that you only can wash your hands, your face, and your feet. That's it. But it brings down from the Rush. And all the other Rishonim, and that's the Ramah Paskins as well, in Or Chaim Simon Shin Chav Vav Sif Aleph, that it's you can wash more than your those limbs. You just can't wash the entire body. In other words, you have to leave something out or something to that effect. But it doesn't necessarily fit with the lashon of the Gemara. But let's look at what Ramah says when I say in. It says also lirchotz kol gupo afilu kol aver aver levad afilu mayim shuch mayim Shabbos. You can't do if even if the water was warmed aver Shabbos. Aval mutter lirchotz ben part of yodav v'raglav. You allow you wash your hands, your face, and your feet. Quoting the Raisa, Rama says o shari aver avarim. You can also wash other avarim kol she'ein arochitz kol gupo, so long as you don't wash your entire body. So it seems to be that Machlok is a little more limited according to the Ramah. So Meisvei, nothing less a kasha on Shmuel. Okay, kasha on Rav. Rav said that you can wash your entire body, Aver Aver. So Chamin, the Brisa says, Chamin, Chamu, Me'er Shabbos. So you have the water was heated on Erev Shabbos. Lamachar on Shabbos, Rochitz Behen, Panav Yodav Araglov. You can wash Panav Yodav Araglov. Avalo Kogufo, but not Kogufo. Seems to be explicit against Rav. So to you for the Rav, that's a kasha on Rav. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Lach Rav, Rav will answer you. It's what does it mean that lo yirchotz? What does it mean that you can only rochotz and panav yodav v'raglav? It means lo kol gufo b'bach asa b'bach b'vas achas ela aver aver. It says that you can't wash your entire body. It means you can't wash your entire body in one shot, but you can wash it aver aver. The Gemara says, wait a second, about panav yodav v'raglav katani. It says explicitly your face, your hands, and your feet. It doesn't say kol is what you're allowed to wash. So Gemara says, no, ke'ein panav yodav v'raglav. You're allowed to wash your entire body, aver aver, like you would wash pan of yodav v'raglav, meaning not all in one shot. Rashi says, "Ke'ein pan of klomer kol aver b'fnei atzmo." Do each by itself. Gemara asks another kasha, very similar kasha. I'm not sure why the Gemara has to ask it again. Give the exact same answer. Tashma with another brayso that says, "Lo hitiru lirchotz." They only gave you permission to wash on Shabbos, b'chamin shuchamim erev Shabbos, with water that was heated on erev Shabbos, ela pan of yodav v'raglav, only your face, your hands, and your feet. Against Rav. So Gemara says, Hachanami, no, it means ke'ein pan of yodav v'raglav, which means aver aver. You're only allowed to wash it like you wash your hands, your face, and your feet, which apparently those were only done aver aver. So it's like that's aver aver, so the rest of your body can be washed, but only aver aver. Now the Gemara says, let's bring a brisa for Shmuel, which is weird. Why the first two were like, we have a kasha on Rav, and now we have a support for Shmuel. Why it's either all, it's just not, either bring them all as kashas or bring them all as supports. One person's kasha is another person's support. Why in one case do they bring it as a kasha, in one place they bring it as a support? Tanya Kavasa to Shmuel. So we have a brisa that supports the shita of Shmuel. Again, Shmuel said that you're only allowed to watch part of yodav v'raglav. Brisa says as follows: Chamin shehu chamu me'erev Shabbos. Water that was heated up on erev Shabbos. Lemachar, the next day on Shabbos, rochitz b'hen part of yodav v'raglav. The next day you may wash your hands, your face, your hands, and your feet. Avalo kol gufo, but you may not wash your entire body. The ain't sorach lomar chamin shuchamu be'erev yontif, and of course you can't wash with right. You can't wash chamin shuchamu be'yontif. You can't wash kol gufo right Aver, Aver, you're only allowed to wash your part of the other raglam. But you see from here explicitly that it says that you're of a low kol gufo Aver, Aver. That's a kasha on Rav. Rav said you're allowed to wash. Rav said you're allowed to wash kol gufo, right? Rav said rochet ben kol gufo. And here the Bryce says explicitly, I have a low kol gufo. That's a kasha on Rav. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's, I guess at least it's a kasha. Now the Gemara is going to bring the Shita of Rav in a different Lashon, and the Shita of Rav in a different Lashon turns out that there's a kasha on Rav from all the Brysos. Rava masti lel hashmai to the Rav v'hai lishna. Rav learned the memra of Rav in this Lashon, with this language. That Rav says as follows, Chamin shehu chamu me'erev Shabbos. Water is heated up on Erev Shabbos, right? Now, to wash them, l'machar amar Rav, Rav says, rochetz behem kol gufo. You can wash your entire body in one shot. U'mishayar ever echad. But leave over one limb. Well, just keep your arm. You can't just have, don't use one arm. Don't use whatever it is. You can wash your entire body in one shot, leaving out one ever. So then you have a problem. Now he says you can wash your entire body, leaving out one limb. So this is clearly not like we said before. That's like ever ever. He's saying it's all in one shot. So all those brises that we had before are now kashas on Rav. So Esek kol hani tiyufta and tiyufta. So all these brises, these questions are asked on this shita, and that's a tiyufta. Because it's all these brises are kashas on Rav. Because you can't say the kavanah of this brise is ke'ein pan of raglav. Because it says according to Rabba, it says beferish kol gufo b'vasachas. So therefore, you have to, except you're leaving off one limb. So those are all now kashas on Rav. So now, the Gemara asks, what did Rabba do? Okay? What did Rabba do? Basically, just historically, Rav Yosef took over from Rabba, right? We remember the story. Rav Yosef was supposed to go to Shiva. He heard this thing that if he's only lived 2.5 years after he becomes Rosh Shiva, so he delayed. He didn't even have anyone make his dam for him, the Gemara in Brachos. He took over for Rabba became Rosh Shiva for 22 years. Rav Yosef was named Rosh Shiva 2 years after that. Abaye grew up in the house of Rabba. So now that Rav Yosef is taking over, he wants to know what's the practice of Rabba, and he's asking Abaye, who's a Ben Bias, in Rabba's house. So Amalei Rav Yosef Labaye. Rav Yosef asked Abaye, Rabba, did Rabba hold like Rav? Meaning, was he noeg to be mekil like Rav in this situation? I mean, allowing to use water that was heated on Erev Shabbos to wash his entire body minus one limb on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Abaye answers, Lo yadana. Amalei, Lo yadana, I don't know. So now, as a sidebar, that story's over. The sidebar, the Gemara's going to ask, well, what's the suffix? Let's look at it logically. What's Rav Yosef concerned about? Mighty Vayile. What's going to be his suffix? Pshita de lo avid. It's pashut that Rabba did not do like Rav. Ta'itotev. Because he had all these kashas on it. He had all these kashas on him. Why is he going to hold like him? His whole shita was uprooted. It doesn't make sense. So Gemara said, no, maybe lo shmile. Maybe, I'm not sure if it's Rabba or Rav Yosef, somebody didn't hear these kashas. They didn't know about these kashas. He didn't know these brisos. Maybe if he didn't know these brises, was unaware of these brises, so he didn't think that there was a kasha on his shita, and therefore maybe he did, act in accordance with that shita. So Gemara says, wait a second, the Elo Shmile, if, let's say, Rabba didn't hear of these brises, so then he would definitely hold like Rav, because we say, the Amar Abaye, Ko Mili Demar, in everything, Mar, meaning Rabba, Avid Kirav, Bar Mehani Klas. Rabba always held like Rav, except for these three exceptions. And washing on Shabbos with water heated on Erev Shabbos is not one of those exceptions. What are those three exceptions? We saw this in the previous parak. The Abed, Bar Mehani Klas, the Abed Gishmuel, three situations he held like Shmuel, which was number one, Meitilin, Mibegel, Lebeged. You can take tzitzis off one pair of Abrakantos and put them on a new pair of Abrakantos. It's not considered a bizarre. You can take it from one to the other. Umadlikin miner liner. On Hanukkah, you can light one ner Hanukkah from another ner Hanukkah. And number three, v'halach rav shim begrira, that you'll have to drag the bed or the bench on Shabbos on the karka, even though you're going to make a charitz, you're going to make a divot, right? It's not, and that should be a total of chor shabonah, as long as you don't have kavana, because davar shein miskav mutter like Rabbi Shimon. Those are the three situations where Rabba held like Shmuel. But in all other cases, Rabba held like Rav. So if he didn't know that there was a kasha on that shita, he would have certainly held like Rav. So what's the suffix? What was Rav Yosef's suffix? So Gemara says, maybe the suffix was kechumrei derav avid. Maybe when we say that all the time that Rabba held like Rav, that's only when Rav had a machmer shita. Maybe kechumrei derav avid, but kekulei derav lo avid. Maybe he didn't hold like the kulas. And here's one of the kulas. So maybe this was a kula to allow to wash your entire body. So maybe he didn't hold like him. That was Yosef's suffix. It's a little bit of a sidebar on the whole Gemara. Next. Now we're going to talk about the actual bathhouse. Remember the bathhouses, we know that they were very dangerous places. You had these, they were on basically on stilts. The water's underneath. You have these vents on top. Remember one fell through. Rapunzel held like 200, some hundred people with one arm. But you had these stilts. The water is the heat just comes from underneath. So what happens if they heated everything up on Erev Shabbos and they closed the vents? They closed the vents. So after Shabbos, they'll open the vents and all the heat will come out. So basically, you're not doing any malacha on Shabbos because you heated everything on Erev Shabbos. The point is, you also have to remember is that any malacha that's done on Shabbos is a kat of the Maisha Shabbos, and oftentimes you have to wait the time period of Kadesh Yasu. As much time it would have taken you to perform that malacha on Moshe Shabbos, you have to wait that time until you get a benefit from the malacha done on Shabbos. So over here, what happens? Tana Rabbanan, Merchatz Shepakiku Nikabav. So they closed up the vents. Me'er Shabbos. So he says you don't have to wait Kadesh Yasu, Rashi says. After Shabbos, you can wash them right away because nothing was warmed up on Shabbos. There's no problem, right? But again, also, let's say it was all heated up on Erev Yontif, and they closed the vents on Erev Yontif. So Lamacha, the next day on Yontif, you may go in and take a schwitz, but lo rochets, you cannot wash because the Gemara, the Chachamim, gets made a takana on Rechitza and not on Ziyah. And then,
now, according to the Shita, what we discussed, why wouldn't they even be allowed to go to the bathhouse? You're allowed to wash your whole body. You leave one limb out, you go to the bathhouse. What's the problem? It was warm before Shabbos.
It was
my
warm.
My question is not that. My question is, you're allowed to cook it, though. Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook up the water.
Right, so on Yontif, you are.
You are.
So right, so you have to figure out what the Shabbos is like. We'll see in a minute. There's a Gzeira. The Gzeira is a comment about why you can't do it on Yontif. But we should be able to do it on the Dinner, because people were saying.
What do they think you're being over?
People may think. What do you mean?
By opening the vent, what malacha?
No, you're not violating any malacha. He's talking about over here. You close the vent and you're opening the vent on Moshe Shabbos.
Okay, what? That means the baby is allowed.
What's the
half hour
to say that you couldn't do it?
Because you'll see that there were major takanas about using the bathhouses on Shabbos. So maybe somebody would think, oh, since he's allowed to use it now, that means maybe it was warmed up on Shabbos, and I'm going to go warm it up on Shabbos. So I'm going to use it on Shabbos or something like that. If you don't show that this is something was done wrong here, people think it's okay. And then they go, you know, of course, you're afraid, you know, that will lead to mixed dancing. So you have to always be concerned. But your question is correct. I think your question is right about what, you know, I think we do right, so I think you're correct. So the Gemara says, let's just read again. And then you can go out after you sweat. You can, I guess, rinse yourself off with water in the outer chamber, but not in the merchatz itself, because you don't want people to say that you washed with the hot water. Again, these are all the rabbanans. So Amar, and Girsa here changes it, I think, right? Makes sense. Now goes change it to Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Here we have Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'merchatz shel b'nei brak. There was a maisa that took place in the bathhouse in b'nei brak. Shepakaku nekavim erev yontif. They closed up the vents on erev yontif. Mumachar, the next day, was on Yontif, Nichnas entered there, Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria, the Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria and Rabbi Kiva entered in, Veheziubo, and they took their schwitz, Veyatzu ben Ishtatfu, Veves HaChitzon, and then they went and they washed themselves, I believe, with warm water in the outer chamber, Ela Shechamin Shelo Muchapin ben Asarim. But the warm water that they used was sort of covered water. It was warm before Yontif. I guess a cover was placed on it. Like a pot cover was placed on it to keep the warmth inside.
So are we assuming they open the vents on Yontif? How do they get the heat if it's closed? They open them, I guess.
Yeah, they must have opened it. They must have opened them. Right? They must have opened them. Because the case is Pakun Kama Erev Yontif Lamachar, meaning on Yontif itself.
Right,
they opened it.
So what's the significance of being closed earlier that they come anyway the next day open it?
They open it on Yontif and then they take a schwitz, but they can't wash with that water.
Right, so
they can't go into bed.
Day before.
Right. Well, it was closed to keep the heat in because they weren't lighting it on Yontif.
Heat it out.
Keep the heat in the bathhouse. They closed the vents to keep the heat in the bath. Again, the heat's coming from.
Is it coming from outside the bathhouse?
No, it's from underneath.
Underneath.
Right.
Where's the vent?
On the floor. Like this.
So you close it. How is it?
Like an air conditioning system.
Heat that can escape.
Right, exactly. So then when you open it on Yontif, now the heat comes up. You put a lid on the heat. and then they opened the vent.
Right, so when they walked in, it wasn't necessarily hot, or what?
Well, I don't know, the Meiser, when they walked in, they opened the vents, and then they took the Schmitz. Then the heat started escaping.
Right, the vents were open the whole time, it would still be hot.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they walked in at 6 o'clock on Yontif and it was lit. And it was lit on 6 o'clock every Yontif in 24 hours. It didn't. It would all escape. So they keep the vents closed, right? So, because Shabbat Hadar of Nechachamim Amro Afa Pisha Ein Chamim Shlomu Chope Benesarim. When they came, the Chachamim said that you can even use. They didn't have to use hot water outside that was covered. They were machmir. They could have used any type of hot water outside, as long as it was outside of the bathhouse itself. Rabu Obreavera, when all the sinners became great, Hischilu, they began Le'esor, right? They began to Asr, even taking a Schwitz in these waters, right? And then, the price continues, but Ambatios, the bathhouse, Shalkrachim, which are these big, massive bathhouses in the cities, even after they forbade you to go into the bathhouse to get to sweat, Mitayil Behen, you're allowed to walk through them, right, on Shabbos. The Einachoshesh, Einachoshesh, because these are big, massive bathhouses, they're almost like museums, so maybe you're walking in for a different reason. The assumption is, though, in the smaller bathhouses, you can't, because then it gets to segregation, that your mom is going to sweat no matter what. So the Gemara says, my Obrei Avera, what does it mean, these Obrei Avera? That originally you were allowed to take the sweat, and now they say the Obrei Avera, you're not allowed to take the sweat. So what's going on? So the Amr of Shimon Bar Pazi, Amr of Shul Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Bitchila, originally, this addresses your question, Marcel. Originally, even on Shabbos, if the world is warmed up on Erev Shabbos, what's the problem? You're allowed to wash with them on Shabbos itself. And you know, the only malachas that are asr are malachas done on Shabbos, not malachas done before Shabbos. So if it's heated up before Shabbos, go take a bath with it on Shabbos, no problem.
The heating is not the problem.
The heating was the problem. So what happened, though? So then what happened? The bath attendants started warming it up on Shabbos. So the Omrim me'er Shabbos u'chamu. They would cheat and they would say it's an Erev Shabbos. They wanted to get their bathhouse even warmer, and they would raise the temperature. They would warm it on Shabbos, and they would say it was done Erev Shabbos. So now you got a problem because you have people being over malachas d'oraisas by warming up water on Shabbos. So therefore, asru hasu hachamin. They forbade to take rechitza, but v'tiru es hazeya. They left the permissibility to take a sweat. But people would still then, okay, that in that case, they went down one level, so they would still wash with the water that was warmed up on Erev Shabbos, even though Chachamim just said, you're not allowed to do that anymore. So therefore, they would say, we're not washing, we're taking the Schmitz. That's what we're doing. So they said, okay, Asulahem, Afas Hazeah. So therefore, they forbid even taking the Schmitz with the hot water warmed on Erev Shabbos. They tiru chametveria, but they allowed you to do rechitz in chametveria. But that people used to say, no, we're washing. They used to take the bath in water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos in violation of the Takan Rabbanan, and say, we washed in Chamei Tveria. Obviously, this is taking place in Tveria. A guy in Yerushalayim is not going to get away by saying, I washed in Chamei Tveria. So there, Asu Lahen Chamei Tveria, they forbade you to even wash in the baths of Tveria. They tiru lahen as hatzonen, but they permitted you to do rechitza with cool water. So rosh ain't a dover omed lahen. In the end, the Chachamim saw that people can't stand this. So they tiru lahen the chamei Tveria v'zeibim kol medes. So they permitted washing in the chamei Tveria, but the iser of taking a sweat stood in its place. And therefore, with all these sakanas and rabbanas, with all the fear of what people were doing, you're no longer allowed to wash or take a sweat on Shabbos with hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the logic was. And the logic was is that they were afraid of melachos d'oraisas. The question is, how many gzeiros are these? Why? I guess it's kulachad gzeiri. It's one gzeira after another gzeira after another gzeira. According to this, I don't know what Lachal Maisa. I don't know what Lachal Maisa. That's a different story. Again, that's what Malcolm said yesterday. This is only focused on the warming of the water aspect. There are other side considerations you have to take into, which the Mr. Brewer is very careful to point out. You have to get about even if it's mutter to take to wash, you have to be careful about these other things. Because they were only focused on the visual aspect, on the heat and the warmer aspect. What? Okay. So they did it. They were very careful. Amar Rava. Right? When the Mishnah Berurah tells you that you shouldn't do it, he's not saying it's usher midin shechita. You shouldn't do it because it's going to lead to shechita. That's what he's worrying about. If you did do it and you didn't, and you just sat there like this, you didn't do anything. But he's a concern. The Mishnah Berurah has concerns. The Mishnah Berurah is like that all over the place. That's just his derech. Amar Rava. Hayman the Avar Ad Rabbanan. An individual who violates an Issad Rabbanan, Shari Lemikri Le Avar Yaina. You're allowed to call him a sinner. Right? Why? Because we say, come on, how do you know that? Right now, we saw in our case, Hihatana, that's in our case. Because the Tanakhama just said, Misherabru Ovre Avera. That, and what was that talking about? That was talking about the people who washed on Shabbos with water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, and they said, Mizima Nachnu. So they violated what? They violated the Rabbanon. So the Rechitza B'chamim is only Asr Medivrei Sofer, is only Asr Medivrei Chachamim, and nevertheless they're called Ovre Avera. So you have to still be careful because of Lashon Hara issues and everything like that. But side point, you're allowed to call them Avaryanim. Gemara goes back to the Brisa. The Brisa mentioned the Ambatios, right, the big bathhouses, Shal Krachim, Mitayel Behem Einu Choshesh. You can walk through them and not be Choshesh. Amarava Dafka Krachim. That's specifically the deal that we made. It's specifically the bathhouses in the big cities. Aval de Kvarim, but the bathhouses in the villages, low. You may not walk through them. My Taima, what's the reason? Kevin de Zutman, since they're very small, Nefish Havlayu. So therefore, there's a lot of heat in there. It's all compressed heat right there. When you walk through there, you're definitely going to take a sweat. And since your body is going to be mezia, it's like a sick ratio. It's as if you definitely walked in there, you're not allowed to walk take a zeya after the gzera. Nachmi, tell me, it's a sick ratio by the rabbanon. Apparently, it's asa.
Yeah.
Prior, it's a clear raya right from here. This is
right.
Sick ratio of the rabbanon. The rabbanon. Well, yeah, so the guy's walking in, but they don't seem to make a difference over here. He's walking in to take a shortcut to go through.
Is the problem that he's definitely going to sweat, or the problem that people will view him and say that he went through the steam bath for the purpose of...
It seems, based on Rashi, says, Nafish Havlayu Umeziya, and he's going to sweat. And then, therefore, he himself is going to violate...
The other Gemara was Mashma, that people won't be choshu that you went in because... No?
I don't know. I don't know, it could be, I don't know. I just say, Rashi seems to say one word, he says, Nafshis Havlayu Umezia, and therefore you're going to sweat. Rashi on the last one line on top.
What's the purpose of cutting through
the bathhouse. You walk into the bathhouse, whatever reason. You walk through, so if you're going to walk through...
You walk through a schwitz, not take you walk through...
You're just walking through, go to the other side. I don't know how the geography was set up in a way that you don't want to go all around. You know, branch road was cut off, the schwitz can get you through North Widmere, so you walk through. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Mischamim Adam... A person can warm himself up next to the flame. And then he can pour cool water on him, on himself. However, you should not put cool water upon you first, and then put yourself next to the flame. Because then you are going to warm up the water droplets that are on you. Okay, so there's a machlokus over here. Rashi says, Tosa says, "Mipnei shemapshir mayim she'alav bikulu shmeita ubi masnisan gabi mecham shepinehu masma de lahapshir mayim l'soch shtiyah mutter dafshirim lozehafshiron lozehu bishulan." Throughout, we're going to see in a few minutes, you're allowed to put water near a hot flame to just cool it off. Now, if I take a bath with cool water, and I walk over to the hot flame, there's no way I'm going to warm myself up to Yatzal Edisbo. I'm going to burn myself. So why, basically the question is, why to warm up the water is okay, but here on your body, it's not okay. So the answer that Tosos gives is that when you're warming up the water, it's not an issue of bishul. It's an issue that it looks like you're now bathing in warm water. Tosos says, V'hacha d'asurin v'farish riva, the dome kirochitz b'mayim chamim. The problem over here is not that you're heating up the water, that now that the water is getting warm and on your body, it looks like you're bathing in warm water. That's the issue. That's what Tosos says. That's what the Ramban says. However, right, the Baal Amor, so he says, it says, it's because of the Mivasho. And that's what the Rashba says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, and they bring a riot from Yerushalmi. And therefore, the Rosh says that one has to be careful that after you wash your hands, you should not go towards the goat. You know, washing your hands is okay because it's only the other raglav. But nevertheless, you should put your hands, I guess, near the radiator after you wash your hands until you wipe them off completely. Right? Shin chavav. Was that? Says, and warm up after Madura. And what does he quote? It's because it looks like you're washing your entire body. That's the way Tosfos learns, and the Rambam as well. You can wash your hands in cold water. That after you can warm yourself and then use the cold water. But then he brings down the Rosh and the Mordechai, Yesh Omrim, Shetzarech Lizar, Shalol Lechamim Yadav, Etzel Eish, Achar Netila, Im Lo Yenagem Tchilut Liyafeh. You have to be careful, he says some of those, and over here in the Virgola, he quotes the Torah, the Rosh and the Mordechai that we just said, that you should be careful not to warm your hands after you wash them if you have not completely dried them off.
I don't see how it looks like exactly. Wash it with cold water, then you sit next to the fireplace. It looks like you have a bath.
So the water warms up on you. Someone walks by, thinks you took a bath in hot water. And you're allowed to take a bath in hot water. Listen, bathing then was done very differently than it is now. So what it looked like then does not look like what it looks like now. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Mecham Adam Aluntis, I believe a towel. Someone can warm up a towel, get a hot towel. Umeinicha al b'nei meyim b'shabbos. And put it on your stomach on Shabbos, ubilvad, on the condition shelo yavi kumkumus, right, a sort of a pitcher or a bottle shomayin chamin of hot water v'yanichenu al b'nei mayim b'Shabbos, and you put that on the stomach as well, because maybe it's going to spill, I guess. V'davar zeh afilu b'chol asur v'nei sakan. Don't put hot water on your belly under the chol as well, because you'll burn yourself. But again, also over here, Rashi explains. Then you're going to end up washing with chamin on Shabbos. What? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's a psikaresha. Maybe it comes up to the psikaresha. I guess it depends whether it's covered or not. Right?
Why is the towel better?
You can warm up the hot towel and put it on you.
Why is
it? It's not hot. It's not water. It's not water.
They're going to go to a fancy airline.
They'll give you a hot towel to wipe your face. It's not water. He's putting it on your body. Toso says, Bovat shelo yavim kumkumum. Toso says something different. He says, Perish kolzman sha'alitonis sham. You cannot put, it's nothing to do with rechitza. It's a different thing. You have a towel on your body. You can't bring the hot water there. Shema yiflu mayim alontis. Maybe the water was spilled on the alontis. Also, they schita. Become a schita problem with the towel. Maybe he's asking your question. Inami lo yavim mishum refua. Maybe it's because it looks like refua. Right? Because we're atu shchita samanim, you're not allowed to refu on Shabbos to have that hot water there. Three different shitas of what the isser is over here to begin with. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Maybe Adam kiton mayim. A person can bring a pitcher or jar of water, umeinicho kenegen amadura, and you can put it next to the flame. Lo bishvil sheyechamu. Not that you want to heat up the water to get it to boil the water. Ela bishvil shetafik tzinasan. To remove the chill. Right? You can't leave it there for a long time. You just want to remove the chill. So, again, now a major machlokas we've shown them as well that has halamaisa ramifications. May you put the water next to the flame that if you would leave it there, it would boil. But you have to remove it beforehand. Machlokas we've shown them. So, Rashi here says, Shalo yichamu, lo sheyinichem sham ad sheyichamu. You can't leave it there until they warm up. Meaning, if you left it there, it would warm all the way up. Nevertheless, you're still allowed to put it there, provided that you remove it. You just take off the chill, provided that you remove it. That's what Rashi says. Similarly, the Rashba says that in the name of the Rashi, that it's mutter to leave the water even close to the flame, that it could theoretically get to the level of bishul, if it would be there a long time, provided that you remove it. Point. However, right, and then Raman says that as well. The Rashba himself says, no, you may not leave it at that close. That's pretty dangerous to leave it there. What if you forget about it? You're going to be over Malacha, the Raisa of Bishul. It can only be placed in an area near the flame that just remove the chill. But no matter what, it would never reach whatever we can get to the words. But we know what it means. Yad Shalet Esbo. It would never get to that level as well. Tosos on Daf Memches brings us down the name of the Rosh Mishantz as well. She, I think halacha lemaisa. Go to the Shulchan Aruch. He says the Shulchan Aruch from Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Yudalid says mutar litein keton shel mayim. You're allowed to put a keton of mayim oshar mashkim or other liquids. We'll see what that in a minute. Kineged ha'esh lahafitzin asan to remove their chill. Ubilvad. Name rachok me'esh. You have to be distant enough from the fire. The inyan, in a way, sheinu yochlus hamein ba'oso malkum ashkei yatzel ledes bo. You cannot warm up. So he's passing clearly not like Rashi, passing like the Rashba and the Rashba Mishans, and you may not put it in. A place where theoretically could reach yatzel ledes bo. We're not going to trust ourselves to take it off in time. And he says vafilu laniach shokitana shetapitz nasu asar kemer tiyochlus bashasham. As long, even 1 second, you can't leave it there. That's the takana because I guess low plug, and we're worried that it's going to be left on. Right? Mishnah Berurah says, Hashin and Dilma mishtali l'tlo. You're going to say maybe you're going to be lax and you will forget and you won't take it off. Okay. So again, let's start again. Tan Rabbanan. Maybe Adam Kito Mayim Venichel Kenegan Madur Belo Bishvashi Chamu El Bishvashi Tafik Tinasan. Rabbi Yehuda says that's water. Now Rabbi Yehuda says Mevia Isha Pach Shel Shemen. You bring a jug of oil. Umenichel Kenegan Madura and put it next to the flame. Lo b'shvil shibashel, not that you want to cook the oil, ela b'shvil shayipasher, that it'll cool off, right?
Warm up.
That'll warm up. It'll take out the chill. This small amount of time. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says, no, you got to do a little bit of the shinoi. Isha socha yada b'shemen. I'm not sure how that works, because I don't have a problem of smearing, but it says here that if a woman can place the shemen on her, I mean, because it's not a cream, it's a liquid, maybe on her hand, and then warm it up next to the flame. And she can put it on her young child, the enochel sheshes, and she's not worried about bishul. But he's being more machmir, saying, but to put the pach shemen next to the flame, that's a derech that you do it on chol, that you can't do. You first have to put it on your body and then warm it up. You have to do the shinoi. So Yibayilu, they ask a question: shemen mahu l'tanakama. What's the din of shemen to the tanakama? The Tanakhama mentioned water. You could put the water next to the flame to warm it up. Does he also permit you to put the shemen next to the flame to warm it up? So mahu the Tanakhama. Rav Yosef to Amri Tavaya, they both say le'teira. They said you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to warm it up even more than posher. You're allowed to warm it up all the way. Cook it all the way. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak said isura, that you can't do it more than getting the chill out. So let's read it now. Rav Yosef to Amri Tavaya le'teira. They both said le'teira. They hold the Tanakhama says shemen. You're allowed to warm up shemen all the way to yad soledes bo because kasavar tanakama shemen ain bo mishum bishul. There's no concept of bishul when it comes to shemen. When water it gets cut, the shemen has no benefit when it's cooked or not cooked according to this tanakama. That's what he's saying. There's no benefit. It doesn't change. This is my interpretation. It's not changing, and therefore it's the same status whether it's warm or when it's cooked or not. But Asra Yehuda Lameimer, and Yehuda comes to say Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. No, Shemen does have Bishul, so it can't be Machlokes Metzias. So maybe we can say they say that it doesn't from quantitatively it doesn't stay, it doesn't change. Yehuda says no. Once you're boiling something, no matter what, you boiled it. That's considered the Malacha Bishul. Doesn't have to have a quantitative change, right? But Asra Yehuda Lameimer, Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul, and Hefshero, but warming it up just a little bit. Lo zehu bishulo. That's not considered bishul, so I can keep it next to the flame as long as it reaches yatzel ledes bo. But also Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lemeimar, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel comes and says shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. There is bishul Hashem, like you Rabbi Yehuda say. They have shero zehu bishulo, and it's such a minimum amount, just removing the chill from shemen that constitutes the bishul for the shemen, and therefore I can't even put the ketone of shemen next to the flame. That's how they interpret the brisa. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar liyisuro. They say the Tanakama asers. But they're going to say shemen afal pisha ein neyad soledes bo aser. They're going to say you can't even put. They only say water you can put next to the flame. Shemen you can't put next to the flame. Why? The kasavar shemen yesh bo bishum bishul. Because shemen has the content of bishul at such a low level. They have sheiruz zeh bishul and just removing the chill that's considered bishul. But aser Rav Yehuda lemeimer and says no. Ein achanami. I agree that shemen has bishul, but only if it reaches yad soledes bo. But hefshero lo zehu bishulo. That's not considered bishul. So I'm allowing you to put the shemen next to the flame to get out the chill. But also Rav Shimon Gamliel lemeimar, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, yeah, I agree. Shemen yeshvo mishum bishul, vehefshero zehu bishulo. And I agree with you also, like Rav Shimon, that, I agree like the Chachamim, that hefshero is the bishul, but I'm going to permit you to do it with a shinoi, to warm it up with a shinoi, If you put it on your hand first and then move it to the hand to the flame, then I'm going to permit you. So now, the Gemara says, wait a second. Rav Shimon Gamaliel, Hayim Tanakama. According to this, Rav Shimon Gamaliel agrees with Tanakama that Shemin has the halachos of Bishul, and the degree of Bishul is only Hefsher, of removing the chill. So, Iki Benayuk La'achayad, so the machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamaliel and the Tanakama is whether or not you're allowed to warm up this Shemen with a shinoi by putting it on the hand and then having it warm up. Rav Shimon Gamaliel says yes, the Chachamim say no. So Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Echad Shemen, the Echad Mayim, whether it's Shemen, whether it's water, Yad Soledes Bo Aser, to warm it up to the level of Yad Soledes Bo Aser, but in a Yad Soledes Bo Mutter, but to a level not Yad Soledes Bo that's Mutter, because the level of Bishul is not Hefsher, the level of Bishul is Yad Soledes Bo, that's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, where he said other Mashtim as well, referencing this member of Shmuel. So the Gemara asks, "V'heichi dami yad soledes bo?" What does it mean, yad soledes bo? We always talk about degrees, like what Moshe says, between 110 and 160, whichever is the machmir. Shlomo Zalman sort of said it says 40 degrees Celsius. So someone did the math for me, and we find out what 45 degrees Celsius is. But the Gemara didn't have the thermostat, so they gave different things. So Amar Rachva, kol shekreso shotino nichves. If you would put that water on the belly of the baby, I guess it would burn. 45 Celsius. Right, roughly. Okay. Right. Times 9/5 plus 32. Right. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, Pamachas nechnasi achar Rebbe lebeis hamerchat.
So you're not allowed to cook it. Can't cook oil or water to a temperature.
Right. You could just sit next to the flame to remove the chill, but you can't warm it up to Yatzel Levesbo. Same thing as water.
Right.
And we had that machlokas about whether you can put it near a place where it could theoretically reach it. It possibly no. You can only put it in a place that it could never reach Yatzel Levesbo. We let it warm it to that degree.
Put it in a pot and heat up 99 degrees, but you can't do that.
Not on the flame. This is right. Next to the flame.
Right. So is it mutter means just sticking it next to it?
Next to it, yeah. Like the cases were in the brises, putting it next to it. Lahav shir tzonin. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Pamachas Nichnasi Achar Rebbe Lebeis Hamerchatz. I followed Rebbe into the bathhouse. We're saying over here, these are Chametz Veria. Ubikashti Laniach Lo Pach Shal Shemen Be'ambati. I wanted to put a jug of oil, right, in the pool of water. I guess where the water was, right, in order to get rid of the chill. The Amar Li, and he says to me, To B'Klisheni V'Tei. Don't do it like that. Take the hot water from the Chametz Veria, put it into a klisheni, and use the klisheni to warm it up. So shma mina tlas. We learn from here three things. Number one, shma mina shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. Shemen does have bishul because Rebbe didn't allow him to put the pach shemen in the ambatzid itself because of bishul. He's wanted to put him to a klisheni. Vishma mina klisheni ain mevashel. You see from here also the halacha is that klisheni is not mevashel. And shma mina, we see from here, have shero, right, zehu bishulo. Because he only wanted to be mafshir, he didn't want to. That's all he wanted to do. But he Rebbe didn't let him do it because it could get to, I guess, bishul. Tosfos. No, you're not. You go into the big. You go into the. Maybe it's a big one.
Tveria was different.
Tveria was different. First of all, Chametz Tveria was different. Number one. Number two, maybe it was considered a big one. Remember the difference between the big ones and the small ones about the zeya. Okay. Tosfos, very very crucial. Tosfos over here. Klisheni. Shmamina klisheni einim avashel. Tosfos asked the question that everyone always asks: what's the difference between klisheni and klisheni? What's the difference? He says tema. Ma'ishna klisheni mikli rishon. What's the difference? Mimanashach. Di'i yatzol ledes. If it's going to reach yatzol ledes, that feel klisheni nami. Then a klisheni should also be aser to use. Di'i ein yatzol ledes. And if it's not going to reach the level of yatzol ledes, I feel klisheni nami einim avashel. The klisheni is also not going to be avashel. What's the difference between klisheni and klisheni? If it's high top, right? Yatzol ledes versus yatzol ledes. Tosas gives, I guess you call this, you know, halachic physics. V'yesh lomar lefish a kli rishon mitosha omid ala or, that because it was standing on the fire, dof nosav chamin, its walls are also very warm, not just the water inside it, but its walls are also warm, umachzik chomos man meruba, and therefore it can maintain the heat for a longer time. V'lakach nitno bo shir, and therefore they had the shir, the chol zman she yatzel letes bo usher. So if it's yatzel letes bo, it's going to be usher. Aval kli sheni. But klisheni alpha gav the yatzol letters bow, even though inside it is yatzol letters bow mutter, it's still mutter to cook with the klisheni, to put the I guess you put a bottle in the klisheni to warm it up. right? She ain't dope no sub chamin v'holich miskarer, because the walls lose, don't retain the heat. Something about the walls. Now physics, I don't know whether that works or not, but that's Tosos's difference between Pirosh and Kesheni. It's a very, very fundamental Tosos. Now the Gemara asks, little side point, the Gemara asks again, wait a second, Hechi Avid Hachi, how was Rebbe allowed to do this to give a psak in the Merchatz? Now, right, aha, Amar Rabbi Baruchana, didn't Rabbi Baruchana say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol mokom mutar laharher, every place let have hero in Divrei Torah, chos beis hamerchatz beis hachitzeh, except in the bathhouse or in the bathroom, you're not allowed to have hero in Torah, b'chiteima b'loshon chol amarleh, maybe you'll say that he told it in loshon chol, right, he didn't say it in loshon kodesh, v'amar baye, didn't Abaye already say, dvarim shachol mutar la'omrim b'loshon kodesh, shachodesh asal omrim b'loshon chol, even during the kodesh, you can't say loshon chol in the bathhouse. So how is he giving a psak halacha in the bathhouse? So Gemara says, different here. Avshur maybe shur shani. I mean, I think it's a clear answer. It's about doing nothing to malach the raisa. It's telling him to stop. Avshur maybe shur shani. Afrushay maybe shur shani. To separate him from an isser is different. No, he's about to put. He's put in the water. He's in the bathhouse. He's about to put the water into the to warm up the oil in the oil in the water. Stop. You can't do that because it's a malacha. Teda. You should know this, that you're allowed to give. I mean, to Afrushay Meisura in the bathhouse, Teda, to Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Maise B'Talmido Shari Meir, there's a Maise with a Talmud of Meir, Shenichnas Acharav L'Beis HaMerchatz. He followed him into the Beis HaMerchatz, Ubikesh L'Hadiyach Karka. I guess he wants to smooth, I don't know, he wants to smooth out the ground with the water, want to put water and wash the floor, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Want to wash the floor. V'Amr Lo Eimei Dichet, you may not wash the floor on Shabbos, because maybe you'll fill the Gumos, right? Maybe you'll fill up the Gumos, and that would come to Malacha of Chorish, I guess. And so he lasuchlo karka. I guess he wants to now smear or smooth out the karka. Amarlo ain't sochin. You're not allowed to do that also because you may be maligumos. So this is in the bathhouse. Alma afrushay meisurishani. You see that to separate from isser is different. Hachanami afrushay meisurishani. So it's over here separating from isser. You're permitted to say these divrei Torah even in the bathhouse. Okay. We'll stop here. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Score points for his